morality values. Our ideas may differ in the details, but most of us want much the same thing, a seasonal celebration focused on faith, family, and friends. And I would further suggest this holds true no matter who, what, why, or how we celebrate, or do not. School Days is prepared and engineered here in KHSU's Del Norte studio for the KHSU magazine by Susan Andrews, school psychologist for the Del Norte County Unified School District.
That's going to wrap it up for another installment of the KHSU magazine. Going to keep my remarks at the end here short and sweet. Thank you to everyone who contributed and participated, and thank you for listening to KHSU. All of us, volunteers and staff, national producers and reporters, do this for you. You are the public in public radio. Thanks for listening. And donors to KHSU include Eureka's Black Fawn Gallery, presenting cutting-edge exhibits and performances year-round in a spacious and light-filled gallery located in Old Town Eureka at 212 G Street. Learn more at blackfawnart.com or on Facebook. Keep it tuned to KHSU. Coming up next is Art Waves, followed by Mixed Messages at 2 o'clock. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you for spending your Tuesday, the 19th of December, with KHSU. I'm Wendy Butler, and this is Art Waves. Today, steaming up in Humboldt County. The program today is about arts in education. And my guests are Stacy Young, Visual and Performing Arts Program Manager at Humboldt County Office of Education. She's here by phone. Here in the studio is Virginia Wood, Education Outreach Coordinator with Humboldt Arts Council at the Morris Graves Museum of Art in Eureka. Our topics today include Humboldt Arts Now Community, also arts education programs through the museum, and we're going to start off with science, technology, engineering, arts, mathematics, otherwise known as STEAM, whose advocates point out a truly well-rounded educational curricula means STEAM in every classroom. The third STEAM conference, Building STEAM, is set for this coming January 5th and 6th, 2018, at the HCOE's Sequoia Conference Center in Eureka. The keynote speakers are Dr. Karen Crow Roark, STEM Education Professional Development Specialist at NASA's Ames Research Center, and Dr. Anne Marie Thomas, Associate Professor, University of St. Thomas. Stacy Young starts out our interview with more information about the keynote speakers, beginning with Dr. Roark.
What's really fascinating about Dr. Roark is that she's from rural Georgia, used to teach in rural Georgia, and has a really strong tribal background. That's why she uses her maiden name Crow in her name, because she identifies with the native tribe there in Georgia. She's bringing lunar meteorite samples from the Apollo mission, and she's doing a three-hour workshop with teachers on how to use them in their classroom, and teachers will be allowed to check them out annually for the rest of their career to use in their classrooms. So I'm really excited about her. She's also doing some stuff on biomimicry, and she's doing lots of close observation. So she's we'll be drawing foliage that's local and really putting it together with the new next generation science standards. So that's exciting. I got Dr. Anne Marie Thomas, which was really great. And she's done a book that a lot of people are familiar with on tinkering. And she's doing lots of really interesting things in her Playful Learning Lab. She's out of the University of St. Thomas. And she's going to be working with two students from Eureka High School. Her interns are going to be coding visually the timbre of their voices. And they happen to be sisters, so that's kind of neat because their timbres blend really well. And they'll be singing, and there'll be a visual representation that has been coded by college students that will be displayed on her Saturday morning keynote. And then she's also doing some stuff with the conductivity of Play-Doh. I guess one sugar and the other salt, one of them is more conductive for electricity than the other.
One of the breakout sessions is story-based STEAM in the classroom. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about what that entails.
story-based STEAM in the classroom is one of our favorite local educators from Sonoma County Office of Education. That's Casey Shea and Anna Van Dordrecht, and they're coming up. And they've been leading the way, I would say, on the North Coast for STEAM before and making education, even before Humboldt County Office of Ed started doing it. And they are adding storytelling to it. And so their description is this. It says, storytelling is a powerful educational tool, and increasingly it is seen as an important communication skill for those in STEAM fields. Come explore ways that stories, fiction and nonfiction, can be woven with maker activities and engineering challenges to enhance engagement and content learning in TK through 12th grade settings. The participants of the conference will engage in challenges designed for various grade spans and receive tools and resources to develop similar activities for their classroom.
I'm noticing a continual combination of the art making and the science and the math through the majority of these, it looks like. It looks like that is the point of STEAM.
It is the point of STEAM. You know, STEM has a big following and has lots of funding in our nation. And rightfully so, but it's the being able to be creative and innovative that the arts really bring to all content learning, not just because it's engaging and enjoyable, but it really engages creative thinking in a different way. And so in the past, we've had some sessions where you've built the robot and then you stuck googly eyes on it and someone called that art. And arts in and of itself have their own content standards that are articulated kindergarten through 12th grade. Every student in the state of California, according to Ed Code, which is not mandated, but it is the educational code, are supposed to receive dance, music, theater arts, and I'm missing visual arts every week from a credentialed teacher and all the way through. And, of course, we can't afford that, and so it doesn't happen that way. And so it's really important that when we're doing STEAM activities that we have the content standards as the center of the arts that we're doing, because there's always something gratifying in doing an art project or a craft, but if we're going to take the time to do that, then we should really look at what we're trying to teach and where we're trying to take students. And so what's really great is when a school sends a team of teachers and they really start planning what they want to do. So last year we did the cardboard challenge. And it was so exciting to hear how many schools took that on for their own students and what that did for their inspiration. So that was really exciting. And then it's also really exciting to hear, like, after the very first STEAM conference, some of our schools started maker spaces. And so they were finding ways to have their students be makers. And it isn't just making a 3D print of something or making a robot. You know, making paper and making a book is also maker. And so it's really exciting to have kids being able to experience their learning again.
What is new that's happening that is going to be highlighted at this year's conference as opposed to last year's conference?
So this year, the Next Generation Science Standards are really rolling out. So we've been talking about them coming. We've been talking about the new testing and the curriculum is coming out. And so teachers really, the hard thing was is that they were still being, the teachers, students were still being tested in the old standards. And so while they're trying to learn the new standards, they don't really have an incentive to teach the new standards if they're being assessed in the old standards. And so that is finally going away, and we're going to be assessing in the new standards. And they're really about making connections between things. It is a very STEAM kind of orientation. And so that's one of the reasons why we're hitting the science so heavily, is because teachers need the opportunity to get really deep into the content of science, and we want them to do it through an artistic lens.
Stacy Young, Visual and Performing Arts Program Manager at Humboldt County Office of Education. She's here by phone. In the studio is Virginia Wood, Education Outreach Coordinator with Humboldt Arts Council at the Morris Graves Museum of Art. I'm Wendy Butler, and this is Art Waves on KHSU. Humboldt Arts Now community is a staunch STEAM advocate, and it's part of the Local Arts Advocacy Network of the California Alliance for Arts Education. Virginia Wood is chairperson, and she begins this next segment with information about Humboldt Arts Now. And we've got Humboldt Arts Now community, Virginia, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
two things. I want you to talk about reviving or giving new life to this the group. But I also want to talk about the relationship between Humboldt Arts Now community and the strategic arts plan. So we'll be bringing Stacy back in as well. So, Virginia, so first of all, Humboldt Arts Now community, which formerly was the Humboldt Alliance for Arts Education. Is that correct?
That is correct. The Humboldt Alliance for Arts Education dissolved in 2015. There was nobody chairing the group, so we were no longer a state local partner for the California Alliance of Arts Education. And so I started chairing it this year. And the Strategic Arts Plan is one of our goals.
And so the Strategic Arts Plan, one of your goals. So, Stacy, you are the primary person who is coordinating or heading the Strategic Arts Plan for Humboldt County Office of Education. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, Virginia and I are partnering on that effort. We are revising the one that was developed 10 years ago with Linnea Mandel when she was in the visual and performing arts position here at the county office. And so much has changed. Not only are we looking at national core standards for the arts, which include digital media, which had never been included before, and that will likely be passed in the next couple of years, but, you know, career tech ed has really taken off. And so really having an articulated plan in the arts for students to be able to make career choices is important. And it's back to that creative education idea. And so the Arts Now community that Virginia chairs is kind of the springboard that started having the conversation with the state entities about revising Humboldt's strategic arts plan. And so my hope is that we will come up with this wonderful arts plan that will serve as a template for different districts to adapt and adopt for themselves so that they can look at what an arts plan could look like for their students and then put the language that they need in their local control accountability plan so that they can actually put resources toward arts for students in a very deliberate way.
Some of the things that came up specifically in the strategic arts plan, so first of all, we've been very blessed. We received somebody to come help us. Jim Thomas was sent from the California Alliance for Arts Education from the state and helped us with our first planning process. So we have three meetings to kind of make this template that Stacy was referring to. And during that time, Stacy did a great job, first off, bringing in different aspects of the community. So students, teachers, administrators, other arts community members all came in together to work on the plan. And after reviewing some different articles about arts education, we all brought up our concerns. And some of those included professional development. Funding, of course, was an issue.
Concerns, things that needed to be revised. One of the things that, Stacy, you said was about incorporating more of the digital media.
Yes. The digital media used to fall under the auspices of the business side of career tech ed. When you're thinking of, you know, learning to type when you were in high school or learning to format a Word document, is kind of where digital media has been placed, and really recognizing that we have become such a graphic design kind of society where you really want artists working in those arenas, it's being pulled into the arts side of the house.
Well, as part of this, making sure that we have artists in the schools, finding a way to make that, I don't know if mandate's the right word, but where there is going to be funding for that and it is going to happen. Are these some of the things Humboldt Arts Now community has been discussing?
Yeah, they've definitely been part of our discussion. You know, the funding is always a challenge. Hopefully, we can have funding for the arts addressed in districts' LCAPs.
It's really good for teachers to work with artists, but what we really need are teachers who feel that they have artistic knowledge themselves, just because they're the ones in the classroom. You know, when you're looking at what you do in your classroom all day, you have certain things that you have to get to, and then when you have those moments where you're filling or you have gotten something done early and you get to do something extra, every teacher does whatever they're most comfortable with. And so we need teachers who, because now that we have teachers that are going through the last 30 years in California where they have had a scattershot arts education themselves, they may or may not have the skills that they need to be able to pull out a really great art project or teach kids a musical instrument. It used to be in the state of California, every single kindergarten teacher had to know how to play the piano, and there was a piano in their classroom. And that just isn't the case anymore.
Yeah, I definitely say that professional development is a big focus of the Arts Now community and how we can support teachers. Like Stacey was saying, both multiple subject teaching credentialed teachers with self-contained classrooms, how they can integrate arts with other core content areas, but also how can we support schools by having arts-specific teachers. So I'd say both of those. Part of our efforts will be supporting teachers with the integrated art lessons and how they can pull in those content standards.
Well, Virginia, aren't you already doing this to an extent? There are some other things going on, and in addition to being chairperson of Humboldt Arts Now community, we'll explain how this works. You have a teaching credential, multiple subject teaching credential, and you're going into the classroom. How are you doing this?
This is primarily at this time happening through the Humboldt Arts Council's program called Art on the Road. So what I do is it's offered to every K-8 teacher in Humboldt County that I can come into their classroom 2 times in a year. And I would just work with the teachers over the phone or through email on what's happening in their classroom in those core content areas. And then I design arts curriculum that integrates with those areas and come into the classroom. It's completely free to teachers to have me come. Another way would be, through Humboldt County Office of Education and Stacy's great work. She has the Schools to Studio program. So not just myself, but Joyce Jonte and other artists going into the classrooms through the Schools to Studio program.
Can you explain more, one or both of you, what Schools to Studio means?
I have a program called Reserved Seats, and SEATS is an acronym for Students Engaged in the Arts Through Schools. And it started with the Eureka Symphony and Schools to Symphony 7, maybe 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we bus 1,500 kids to the Arkley Center, and we provide curriculum to the teachers, and they see a show that's geared for students by the Eureka Symphony. And then we expanded that to be schools to theater, and we started with Arcata Playhouse, and we provide curriculum and either bus funds or ticket funds for students to go see plays at the Arcata Playhouse. And again, you can get several thousand kids into the playhouse over a season. And then we expanded last year into NCRT, and we've also now expanded this year into Ferndale Rep. So students have lots of opportunities all over the county to go to a play. And then we started Schools to Dance. In Schools to Dance, we do the Nutcracker with North Coast Dance, and again, we can get 1,500 kids in a day. Well, Schools to Studio, there is not a studio artist alive that I know of that would allow 1,500 students to come through their studio in a day. So what we did is we sent Benjamin Bettenhouse out. He's of Mahalo Video. And we had him do some deep interviews and watch 7 artists from Humboldt County as they are doing their art and talking about art. And so we're in their studio. So the students now that Virginia goes in and works with, or Barbara Demanchuk or Joyce Jonte goes in and works with, have seen this video of Schools to Studio. So they have an idea of what different kind of art there is and what a studio artist's studio could look like. And so that we still call it Schools to Studio, but essentially we're sending teaching artists into the classroom to work with schools. And each teacher works with the artist to determine what project they're going to do.
Stacy Young, Visual and Performing Arts Program Manager at Humboldt County Office of Education. Also, Virginia Wood, Education Outreach Coordinator with Humboldt Arts Council at the Morris Graves Museum of Art. And you're listening to Art Waves on KHSU. I'm Wendy Butler. And that brings me to arts education, which we've been talking about since the beginning of this interview, really, because STEAM is all about incorporating the arts better in the classrooms, not only in the county, but out of the county as well. I mean, just in general. And so arts education at Humboldt Arts Council, Virginia, you wanted to talk a little bit about that as well?
Yeah. So we have several programs for youth in our community that I wanted to mention and invite anybody listening to come down for. So the first one is a program we've had for quite some time called Second Saturday Family Arts Day, where this program is designed really for K-5 students to come work with their parent and have some bonding time with their family. And that program integrates the museum's exhibitions with an art project. So, for example, we're going to have a group of artists who animate is actually the name of their group, at the museum for January and February. So we're going to build mutoscopes, zoetropes, flip books at the program for January and February. Another program we have is our mini master's program. So in the absence of the PBS North Coast Kids Club, we decided that that was a great tradition, something important in our community for helping kids to develop their literacy skills. So we kind of took that on in-house and started integrating it with our art exhibits as well. So again, looking at animation for January and February of this upcoming year. And the great thing about that program is that each family gets to leave with a free book. So we hope to support families all across Humboldt County by just getting books in their home, getting words in front of kids' faces, and having, again, that bonding time for parents to be reading books with their children. And then we also have museum art camps and after-school art classes. Our after-school art classes are going to start on February 1st. It's an 8-week session of after-school art classes for kids, again, K-5, as well as our winter break art camp. That's going to be happening January 2nd through 5th. It's a half-day camp. And for those really looking at the elements of art, with an older group of kids, we kind of start diving into the principles of art, but really getting them grounded in those elements of art and familiar with the elements in that camp.
And finally, a question for both of you. Looking at 2018 and thinking about what was or was not accomplished in 2017, what would you say is the primary goal that each of you has that you want to see happen in 2018 concerning arts in our schools? And so starting with Virginia.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, mention as a second goal of the Arts Now community, you know, in the Arts Now community, our mission statement is to ensure the right of every student to a high quality, equitable, creative education through the visual and performing arts. So we just determined our mission statement this fall, working towards that. One of our goals was, again, that strategic arts plan that Stacey was speaking about. And before we can really start to address the needs in our schools around the arts, we need to know where we stand. So Stacey and I are working together. We sent out a survey to all of our district superintendents to get a little bit more information about where we stand in the arts and get a much clearer picture about what arts education is being offered or maybe isn't being offered in the inequity between different schools. You know, while one school may have wonderful funding and programs around the arts, others may have none. So that's really our Arts Now community's goal, is to have equity in the arts and opportunities for all students across Humboldt County.
And then in 2018, you'll have a much better idea after these surveys of what is lacking and what is already taken care of in terms of our schools in our county.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And just continuing to reach out. So Humboldt Arts Now community is built up of not just arts groups and teachers and administrators, but also the students themselves. That's been an important part in our arts planning process, is to hear the students' voices and include them, and just community members, parents. We want to hear everybody's voice in that process.
I want Stacey to give contact information as well, but Virginia, for you, for Humboldt Arts Now, for the programs coming up, is there one or two ways people can contact to find out about some of the things that are happening at the Morris Graves Museum of Art and through Humboldt Arts Now?
Yes. Yeah, so to contact me for either thing, they can reach me at the Humboldt Arts Council inside the Morris Graves Museum of Art. My email is virginia@humboldtarts.org, or they could call 707-442-0278. My extension's 204. And I just want to quickly mention about some of our youth programs, specifically what we offer for teachers. So we have Art on the Road that offers integrated art lessons out in their classrooms. But we're just about to kick off our Art Banks program that our wonderful Docents Council supports. So 9 schools in the next 3 months will receive 8 pieces of original artwork from our permanent collection at the Morris Graves Museum of Art. And a docent will go in their classroom and speak about those pieces of art. And another wonderful opportunity, and an area that we've really increased within the museum over the last year, has been our museum tours. So I hope that even more schools and students will get to come see and experience art, engage in art talk, and just generally fall in love with museums.
And Stacey, finally for you, looking into 2018 with your work at the Humboldt County Office of Education and all of the roads toward, you know, integrating art.
Well, and I do want to make sure that we keep foremost in our mind that while integrating art is good, art in and of itself as a discrete subject is also very important. And so that's part of what I try to speak on when I have the opportunity. And in fact, so for 2018, there's been a regional arts forum that I've been in charge of for the last several years that really the STEAM conference kind of took its place, but I've decided that I want to do an arts integration forum again in addition to the STEAM conference. And it's really fun because I'm partnering with Morris Graves Museum and North Coast Dance and NCRT, and we're going to actually have the arts integration forum downtown in Old Town on April 9th, and teachers will start at the Arkley Center, and then they will go to breakout sessions at the Morris Graves and the North Coast Dance and the NCRT. And so I'm really excited about that. I'm also excited to be partnering again with Virginia and the Morris Graves to and the district 22nd District PTA, which is the district PTA organization for the Humboldt and Del Norte counties, and we're going to put on a youth arts festival on April 7th during Arts Alive. So those are a couple of the projects that are coming up in the spring.
And if people want to find out more about what's happening with the Humboldt County Office of Education programs and STEAM, is there one or two ways people can do that?
Yeah, so my contact information is, I am Stacy Young, and my phone number is 707-445-7077. My email address is syoung, as in Stacy Young, at hcoe.org. And you can find out about all sorts of programming and professional development opportunities at my.hcoe.net. And you can read all about the STEAM conference. You can read about the lunar material workshop. You can eventually, the arts integration forum will be on there. So there's all sorts of great ways you can learn about that.
I want to mention, you can find out a little bit more about the Humboldt Arts Now community and other arts education programs happening in our community on our Facebook page. So if you just go to Facebook and type Humboldt Arts Now Community, we'll be the first one to pop up. And then as far as the other programs at the Morris Graves, you can visit us at humboldtarts.org.
Virginia Wood, Education Outreach Coordinator with Humboldt Arts Council at the Morris Graves Museum of Art. Also here has been Stacy Young, Visual and Performing Arts Program Manager at Humboldt County Office of Education. Building STEAM, January 5th and 6th at Humboldt County Office of Education's Sequoia Conference Center in Eureka. Find out more at my.hcoe.net. And again, for more information about programs at the Morris Graves Museum, you can visit humboldtarts.org. And that's Art Waves. Join me for the next regular broadcast Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. Listen anytime online at khsu.org. Download podcasts of Art Waves from iTunes. I'm Wendy Butler. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Bebop, the cool school, hard bop, 60s blue notes, the young lions. If it's straight ahead, you'll hear it on Gone Sides. Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 right here at 90.5 KHSU, your jazz station.
All right, so let me ask a question. Why does this keep working?
What would I have thought?
Would I have believed it?
So which one was it?
What were you thinking when you saw this?
The question that you just asked, Jed, is probably the wrong question.
How do you know?
Really? You literally?
You do.
And why are you there, exactly?
But what if you were good at it?
And how did he meet her?
What did they do?
Is there something about their brains?
Why?
Why?
Why would?
Why?
Why would?
Why?
Why?
Why? If you've got questions, the answer is...
Radio Lab.
Tuesday evenings at 7 here on KHSU. Thank you.
Broadcasting live from Humboldt State University since 1960. This is KHSU and KHSU HD 90.5 Arcata, KHSR 91.9 Crescent City, and KHSG